Ask Brett has a travel series, and it turns out Brett doesn't just visit cities, he returns to them, which is either a sign of excellent judgment or a very forgiving frequent flyer program.
This episode follows Brett through Boston, Massachusetts, the history, the people who made it memorable, and one question asked on a long walk that the city couldn't quite answer.
Let's start with Boston itself.
Boston is a city that keeps earning return visits, but this segment is really about what those visits revealed, including the history Boston wears proudly and the parts it seems less eager to examine.
The Post opens with a frame that sets the whole thing up cleanly. Boston is a city that repays every visit made to it and punishes none of them. It is historically magnificent, architecturally serious, and possessed of a character that does not soften for the benefit of those passing through.
That last part matters. Boston doesn't perform for visitors. It simply is what it is, and the Post treats that as a virtue worth taking seriously.
And yet the most striking moment in the piece isn't architectural at all. It's a question asked mid-walk. Where are all the people of color? That nobody on the local Pride Committee could answer. The shrugs were, as the Post puts it, answer enough.
Until Quincy Market. The Post describes walking in to find, quote, a sea of faces, Asian, Indian, African American, every nationality imaginable, preparing and serving food with the kind of energy and pride that instantly explains why the smell alone, hitting from the footpath outside, had been enough to stop a person mid-stride.
And the observation that followed has the quiet force of something that doesn't need embellishing. They are good enough to make the food, just not good enough to reside next to.
The Post calls it perhaps a tad disingenuous, but also accurate, a reckoning for a city whose founding story is all about liberty.
There's also a quieter loss documented here. The old highway that used to run through the city center, delivering arriving visitors directly into Boston's bones before they'd even unpacked. The rerouted highway goes over the top now, and the Post argues that accidental encounters with a great city are exactly the ones that stick.
And then there are Linda and Anna, colleagues from the Inner Pride Board who became genuine friends. Their pretzel business, Anna's gift for reading a room, and a well-timed scotch poured without ceremony when the conference floor had taken its toll.
Cities are people, the Post concludes. Boston's case rests on the ones known by name, and the ones behind the counters of that food hall in equal measure.
The LGBTIQ plus scene gets its due too. Venues described as friendly in the way that communities build when they're protecting something real, not performing for outside approval.
So Boston, historically magnificent, architecturally serious, and honest enough, at least in this telling, to hold the uncomfortable questions alongside the monuments.
Boston keeps presenting itself as worth returning to, and the answer keeps being yes, which is probably the most useful thing you can say about any city. Next stop, apparently, is Indianapolis. Different city, same series. We'll see what questions that one raises.